This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the official opening. The opening bell is kind of like going to Wall Street. The opening salvo. The opening of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The nation's official look. And, well, actually, it's not looking. Well, you can look at talkers.com, the website, or djvshow.com website for the list. But we have the audio so you can hear all about it. Hear ye, hear all about it. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and the town crier for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the list. I'm Doug Steffen. Why are you chuckling?
Words like ye, you know? I mean, think about how the English language changes so quickly. Hear ye. We laugh at it, but, you know, extra, read all about it. Hear ye. Yep. We interrupt this broadcast. Breaking news. It's all the same.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So you can take that. Do you want to hear ye, or do you want breaking news?
I'm going back to hear ye.
Because breaking news is getting old.
Breaking news is boring.
Boring. It is.
You know, right. We interrupt this broadcast means something big is coming. Breaking news means they got another page on a story that's been dragging.
You know what
the
breaking news
was?
The soldier from Afghanistan who came home and captured the alligator in his rubbish barrel. Did you see that?
That's breaking news.
Yeah, that's breaking news.
I've got to tell you one thing. For people who live in the South, they have to be careful of those alligators. That really is a problem.
Have you ever confronted one walking out the front door in Jupiter?
No, but one night I was walking back from... I was out, I went to the supermarket by foot because I didn't have my car. So I had to come back. It was dark and I'm carrying two big grocery bundles walking along a creek where there were no lights. It was dark. And I have to tell you, for the mile or so that I had to walk that particular place, I was terrified at the possibility that all of a sudden one of them critters is going to jump out of the swamp and bite me. It didn't happen, but it could. So
it's all good. All right.
Okay, yes. Here we go. Number 10, the conviction of R. Kelly. What a fascinating case.
What a
horrible person he seems to be.
Yeah. But just as an aside, how is it that a judge says, well, you get 10 years to life? Huh? The guy should be in jail for the rest of his life. No questions asked with the list of things that he got away with. Mm-hmm. And so, who ever heard of a 10 years to life sentence? Have you ever heard one?
I don't know. I hear all kinds of crazy sentences.
Not even on Law and Order. By the way, that's coming back. Did you see it?
I never bring it back.
The original? No, the original Law and Order that went away, and now they're going to bring it back.
There's so many different variations of Law and Order. Law and Order, Special Crimes Unit. Law and Order.
Get them while you can. Okay.
You know what Law and Order has really been in the industry? It has been a wonderful, wonderful source of income and work for New York-based actors.
Fabulous. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's been on that show.
Remember when we used to have our... we used to go to that hotel that's in Chelsea... down at the end, down almost to where 9/11 took place. You remember that hotel we went to for the conventions?
The Embassy Suites.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Well, pretty much kitty corner across from that, on the other side of whatever is that, the FDR Drive, not on that side, whatever that highway is that's on the...
It's the West Side Highway. It's a Henry Hudson Parkway. It's called the West Side Highway, but its official name is the Henry Hudson Parkway.
Right. So if you go into Chelsea, there are a couple of huge warehouses there that Dick Wolf bought and converted for all the Law and Order shows. So all of the scenes are shot in these two big buildings. And I remember once during our convention, I remember talking about this, I walked over there at lunchtime, and all the actors from all of the shows were outside in a food truck getting lunch. It was extraordinary. I remember talking to Chris Noth. That's when I first started to like him, because he was so personable and so friendly, It was just kind of one of those cool things. All right, it has nothing to do with
China. Did you get to see Sam Waterston?
Waterston was not around. No, but he's coming back.
And another one, Jerry Orbach.
I saw him. I met him at the Friars Club when I had dinner there one night because he was the president of the Friars Club. And he was very affable, walking around with a bourbon in his hand or not, but he was wonderful, warm. Hey, what are you doing here? And he knew the guy I was with, so they had a lot. It was nice. It was fun. Good.
Okay.
All right. Meanwhile.
All right, so here we have now the top 10 episodes of Law and Order.
Law and Order, right.
I lost my train of thought. R. Kelly is at 10. Number 9, abortion and climate change. Number 8, race relations and voting legislation. And number 7, we have a three-way tie between the January 6th investigation as they send out more subpoenas, the Trump election fraud claims, the situation in Arizona kind of fizzled on them, and the new Stephanie Grisham book, which is fascinating. At number 6, we have crime tied with homelessness. At number 5, immigration reform. At number 4, the Afghanistan testimony the big generals spoke to the Senate. At number 3, the economy, and that includes a lot. At number 2, the Biden budget debate tied with the potential government shutdown, which was just averted at the end of the week. And at number 1, we have COVID-19, still the top topic, vaccines, boosters, masks, mandates, and politics. Real quickly, through the top 10 people, R. Kelly at 10, Stephanie Grisham, former White House press secretary who wrote the book at number 9, Janet Yellen at 8, Donald Trump at 7, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez at number 6, General Mark Milley at 5, Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell at 4, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin tied at 3, Nancy Pelosi at 2, and Joe Biden at 1. Crazy week, tough week for the Democrats in Washington.
Okay, so I, because I appreciate and respect your point of view, you're always very measured when you think things through the real issues here. So I would like to have a moment here on number 5 from the people list and your thoughts about General Mark Milley. Is he a traitor? Has he committed treason? Is he a smart guy, good guy? Was he helpful? What's your read? And as you've listened around to some of these talk radio programs that you monitor, you and the staff, because that's how you come up with a list, what do you make of all of the one side or the other stuff regarding General Milley?
It's political. If you are of a mind that Donald Trump is the greatest thing that ever happened and you support Trump, then he is a traitor. He committed treason. He went against the wishes of the President of the United States. Fundamental scary thing when the military defies the civilians who are in charge of them. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, if you believe that Trump was leading an insurrection, and if you believe that Trump is the traitor and the danger, then in fact he's an American hero.
I don't think Trump was a traitor. I think he was a lot of things, but I don't get that he was a traitor.
I didn't accuse you. No. You're asking me now for the most fundamental core opinion I might have about the political divide.
Yeah.
Do I believe that Trump is a traitor? No, I believe that the issue of whether Trump is a traitor is a hot issue that we're debating in this country.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what it is?
That's my opinion.
Here's a fabulous example of why News Talk is so rich. Because you can take any number of these things. Like, we went from R. Kelly to all this other stuff, and we spent a minute or so on that. But you can connect the dots here if you're clever. And a good talk radio host can bring out a lot of things. Because we've been talking about immigration reform. We've been talking about crime. We've been talking about January 6th. Talking about race relations, all of that stuff, for a long time. And yet, it stays there because the good hosts keep it cooking. Because they come up with different angles that'll keep people listening.
It's certainly been the case with immigration reform.
Yeah.
Immigration reform would, if it weren't for talk radio and then Donald Trump jumping on the bandwagon and exploiting it, there would be no conversation in the media today about immigration reform. And
wasn't
it is a
there,
vital topic, vitally the, important topic.
Well, wasn't the fair hold their feet to the fire thing this past week in Washington?
Yeah,
did you go?
No, this is the first time I didn't go. But yeah. I was there in spirit. I was interviewed over the telephone, believe it or not, at a live event. I'm saying, what do you want me? But I'm kind of a part of it. It was a very successful installment of it in spite of COVID. And they moved it out of the bowels of an old hotel to the rooftop of a building next to the hotel. They had about 60 to 70, I'm not sure the number, hosts from around the country on a radio row talking to a ton of guests about immigration reform. And it was set up on the roof of a building in the open air so that it would lessen the chances of COVID.
I remember the last one I went to, Stephanie Miller. Yeah, I did my morning program and I get up, and she came in to do her program using the same spot where I was. And she looked at me and said, "Darling, will you please go get me a wastebasket?"
That was funny. She called you darling.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, 16 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Here's a reminder about the great products coming from a great company with great Americans working to make MyPillow, to make all the products that are there, the mattress toppers, the towels, I happen to like the slippers. That's the latest thing that I have gotten. But they have their new weighted blankets that are great for wintertime. They've got dog beds, you name it. Look at the catalog at MyPillow.com and then use the DJV code to buy the products and enjoy from 30 to 65% off, 60-day money-back guarantee, all kinds of warranties, and you can wash and dry everything in that catalog. So check it all out. Enjoy the things. Now that we're getting into the fall, want to warm up a little bit, maybe need some new blankets, there you go. They're all at MyPillow.com. Everything, everything, everything made in that plant in Minnesota. 100% in the USA. That's why I like it as much as anything else. Plus, it's good stuff. MyPillow.com. Go there. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a box there. Enter DJV for all of the promotions. You buy one, get one free. Current deal on the Giza Dream Sheets, for example, but all kinds of other things. Promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 866-500-9981. 866-500-9981. 866-500-9981. That's 866-500-9981.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into our focus on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of September 27th to October 1st, as we enter into the last quarter of 2021, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen, heralding the beginning, not of the Halloween season, not of Thanksgiving, but of the radio stations who this week converted to Christmas music. How about that?
I'm sorry to laugh.
Well, no, it's like... I bring that up because we were talking about the, you know, four or five things that are on the countdown story list that have been around for a while, and how do you take a new approach to it? And so, in terms of Christmas music, it may be a great idea now, but it's like the 80s stations, and I don't mean to be too much inside radio or inside baseball here, but the 80s stations are sort of falling back. It's back to country and news talk being the number one because they play the same music over and over and over again, and there's a burnout factor, isn't there?
And plus, well, music radio also faces tremendous competition from exotic media, you know, Pandora, Spotify, YouTube, smartphones. People put together their own playlists. There's not as much music discovery going on anymore.
Explain, please, what music discovery is.
Music Discovery is a penchant for finding new music, new artists, and new trends. Mm-hmm. And that was something that defined our generation. We lived every week for the new music, for the new trends, for what would come out.
And, what does it take to make 40, a hit record? Remember that one?
Right. Now you hear basically... You know, Taylor Swift's new record is music discovery.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot happening in terms of a relationship between young people and pop music.
Okay.
And that's the problem.
Is that the equivalent on the news talk side of podcasting? Is podcasting the same thing to talk radio as the things you were just describing, the music discovery to music radio?
It could be, but it's not. Talk radio has used podcasting much more effectively as an extension of its brand than music radio has used streaming or online adjuncts to its signal to increase its music brand. Music radio has not been creative in that regard.
So how do you look at... Do you listen to podcasts? What podcast might you listen to? I'm just curious. I don't know the answer to that. I don't listen because... I don't listen. I mean, I listen to my own once in a while. But what do you listen to in terms of podcasting, if anything?
I listen to just know what's going on out there. I obviously listen to my own podcast. I find it fascinating. I get a lot of information from it. But I am...
MHInterview.com, by the way, is the...
thank you. MHInterview.com. I'm more tuned into, for my personal tastes, the visual podcasts that exist that are not called podcasts. They're called videos. Mm-hmm. And I'm very into the soundtracks of YouTube videos about subjects that I find interesting outside of pop culture. I follow astrophysics. I follow philosophy, mm-hmm. Things of that nature. So I like the audio tracks of videos on YouTube, and I listen to that.
Do you follow my podcast? The exclusive one is called Zodiac Magic, all about astrology and psychic stuff. You listen to that?
I can't say I follow it, but I certainly have listened to several of them. You know, I don't know what follow means.
Listening is a plug. ZodiacMagicPodcast.com, wherever you get your podcasts. If you're interested in astrology and stuff you wouldn't hear anywhere else, astrology and psychic stuff, that's the place to get it. And I would like to have more of that stuff in the top 10, but it's a customer preference. People listen, a lot of people listen to that stuff, but it never makes it into the quote unquote mainstream, right?
Well, it doesn't make it into the mainstream of news talk radio. I mean, you know, the talk radio countdown show focuses on stations such as the one that people are listening to now, and that is politics is the main topic, not the only topic. And politics is not the main topic of politics. That could be spread out.
Yep. 28 past. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k or IRA? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts agree the 401k has been a dismal failure, and even the man who invented it now says it's a monster that should be destroyed. 401ks and IRAs have major dangers, including fees that gobble up 50% of your retirement savings over time. The government controls your money and changes the rules anytime they want, and it gets worse. History confirms we're past due for a major market crash that could wipe out 50% of your savings again. Now, a free report from Bank on Yourself reveals where the inventor of the 401k puts his money. You're 100% protected from crashes. There are no fee surprises, and you control your money, not the government. Plus, your withdrawals are tax-free, which protects your savings from being devoured by taxes that can only get more monstrous. So get your report now at freereportfast.com. That's freereportfast.com. freereportfast.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The effects of a major oil spill off the coast of California were already evident. Orange County Supervisor Katrina Foley says, "We started to find dead birds and fish washing up on the shore." End quote. 126,000 gallons or 3,000 barrels were dumped by a pipeline from the LE platform about 5 miles off the Huntington Beach shoreline. Divers continue to make repairs to the pipeline as of Sunday night. A data scientist named Frances Haugen has revealed herself to be the whistleblower behind a massive exposure of the inner workings at Facebook. Prior to appearing on 60 Minutes Sunday, Haugen, a former employee at the social media giant, kept her identity a secret after sharing thousands of pages of internal Facebook documents to the media and federal enforcement. She is scheduled to talk with lawmakers in Washington on Tuesday. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
House Democrats moved to delay the vote on the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill until the $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill passes, making it clear at this point that President Biden is not in charge of anything. So says Pennsylvania Republican Representative Scott Perry on Newsmax.
Well, let's start with where we are with Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden. Excuses are the tools of the incompetent, and Speaker Pelosi and Joe Biden apparently have brought the biggest toolbox ever in the history of Congress into town this week. This thing is completely off the rails. It should be apparent to everyone that the uber radical socialist left within the party, which is essentially the whole party, is completely running it. Joe Biden's not in charge of anything, and oh, by the way, neither is Nancy Pelosi. So whatever AOC, Ms. Jayapal, Ilhan Omar, whatever they want, apparently they're going to get it. People think that they elected Joe Biden president, but it should be clear at this point that he's not in charge of anything, and quite honestly, neither is Joe Manchin. So I think we've got a long run here. Quite honestly, it seems easy to me. Look, the Democrats are in charge of every single part, every lever of government right now. I don't know why they wouldn't take $1.5 trillion today and start on the rest of the $4.5 trillion that they're going to demand tomorrow.
The new self-imposed date by Democrats is now Halloween, October 31st. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It is now 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. The first weekend of October, our focus is the Talk Radio Countdown. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the story list and the people list. Other than General Milley, all of the attention the Democrats have focused on Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. That's an interesting twist, isn't it? When you think about it, you said something at the beginning about how disjointed the Democrats are. Politics in general is all disjointed. When are we going to learn our lessons here, I guess is the question.
We're not. We don't learn. It just goes on and on. Same mistakes over and over. Terrible.
Oh, we'll never see the light of day again?
hopefully the light will break through, you know, without without us understanding why.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a good situation. The partisanship and the divide and the lack of compromise and civility is just crazy. The United States cannot exist.
It can't. So to what end? How are these people, these phony balonies who call themselves patriots, what does that even mean?
Well, people who call themselves patriots are scoundrels, wrapping themselves in the flag.
Right. Yeah.
And moralists of all types are often the ones to be the most distrusted, which is confounding because you'd like to believe that what a person says is what's in their heart. But quite often what a person says and what a person really is about are very different things.
Mm-hmm.
You can't judge a book by its cover. But no, scoundrels have always disguised themselves as people of God and people of the flag and patriots and the church. And in fact, you know, some are. I'm not knocking those institutions.
No.
I'm knocking the hypocrites that hide behind them to be able to...
get caught with their pants down, in a sense. I mean, what was more hypocritical?
Come on.
Yeah, yeah. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, number 6 on the people list this week, going to that Met opera thing, dressed to the nines, in a dress that must have cost $100,000, and yet she's the champion. Don't you have to kind of wear, if you're the champion of the people who are downtrodden and poor and need help, don't you need to play that role? Or does that...
In other words, what you're saying is she's not being a good phony. She's if she were to wear the costume, that
right,
would make her better.
Some Daughtry old looking thing. Yeah, that would make her.
That would make her more honest.
Yeah.
More, obviously her followers believe her anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's the irony too. The disconnect between leaders and followers. Come on, let's look at the big one. And I don't mean this to be a political statement. It's just a human nature statement. Many of the people that love and support Trump, he wouldn't give them the time of day.
No.
They're not his kind of people.
No.
But the irony, the Trump family loves the elite that they claim to hate.
Yeah.
They want to be them.
It's for show. That's the thing. So if you looked at all of these people on the list this week, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Sinema and Manchin, Mitch and Chuck, Millie, AOC,
Nancy.
Any of them, are they honest? Are these people honest? Are they the people that you'd like to sit next door? I'm going to an event tonight honoring a great friend of mine who passed away a couple of years ago. Fought cancer for 3 years and lost. Great guy. So they're naming a building after him, a school. And I'm going to that event tonight. And I was thinking about how, because he wasn't political when he was elected, and because he didn't get a lot of things done his first year, he decided he would figure out how to make the people who were the power, the Speaker of the House and others, chairman of various committees, his friends. And he was a genuine guy, honest as the day is long, true blue to his liberal feelings and tendencies. But he worked with everybody and helped a lot of people get things done that they might not ever have been able to get it done. And you know, you look at him and I think about how honest, and that's why I asked the question. I was just thinking about him in my mind. His name was Chris Walsh, fabulous guy. He made it work. And so you look at these people, and he was honest about it. And so I look at these people, and I wonder, I mean, I don't know. We've all at one point in time, talked to most of them doing this for a living. But, you know, are they honest? And do they have to be? Or does the job require that they not be honest?
Well, I would think that, first of all, there are many, many honest and decent people in the world. I think that more people are honest and decent than are.
I agree.
Dishonest and indecent. So I want to point that out. However, when you're talking about a field like politics, it's not conducive to honesty. The systems that they operate within, the kind of people that are attracted to it, and the nature of trying to put together core audiences and coalitions of voters and deal making and getting things done and appealing to people is full of the need, I guess, to be dishonest, to stretch the truth, to say one thing to one group, another thing to another group. And so it's not really a reflection on the general state of humanity. It's a reflection on these particular institutions and the kind of people that go into them, sometimes for the right reasons. But it's very hard to make your way up the ladder of political ascension without being dishonest and without... playing politics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this Kyrsten Sinema, if you trace her back, her roots go all the way back to being one of the most liberal. She was left of AOC. Yeah. And now she's the person the moderate stumbling block to the Democrats having their agenda passed. Mm. Well, what happened? God came down to her and told her the way? What changed over the years? What changed over the years is her political opportunism. And in Arizona, the Republicans love her. She's a Democrat. And the Democrats hate her. And she's figured out a way to make a balance where she's staying in power.
Yeah.
She's shrewd. She's shrewd. It's all shrewdness on display, not suddenly a revelation that she sees the world differently. Her core values have changed. No. She's a politician.
Mm. Yep. I maintain that all of them should wear sport coats like the guys at NASCAR with the people who've given to their campaigns. The contributors should be listening.
They should have bumper stickers.
Yeah.
They should have logos.
Exactly.
Could you imagine? Yeah. That's hilarious.
You know, you and I were talking about commercials off the air a few minutes ago, and this has been rattling around in my brain because they're an important part, the so-called endorsement commercials of talk radio. What made me come back around to it was thinking about what we said regarding a couple of different hosts. I just was looking on social media, and I saw something on Twitter about Sean. This lady, her name is Amy somebody, I don't remember, it's not important. Sean needs to be taken off the air for using weapons of mass disinformation. You hear this kind of stuff all the time from various corners. He should be off the air. And no, he shouldn't be off the air. He should be able to say what he wants. And that even goes to how you do ads, right?
I think free speech is one part of that equation, but also free speech comes with the ability to get negative blowback. Mm-hmm. So actually demanding that somebody be taken off the air is an expression of free speech. free speech goes in many directions. I do believe we are obligated to give good information. I really do. But that doesn't mean somebody disagreeing with your point of view, immediately claiming you're a hater or claiming it's misinformation or disinformation. They just don't agree with it. Mm-hmm. So we have to figure out what's the difference between something that is clearly a lie versus people who mean well but are wrong. The difference between being wrong with good intentions or being a liar with the intention to deceive. That's where we have to really focus our scrutiny on this. I do not think Sean Hannity purposefully goes for disinformation.
I think he means well,
but I don't think he's always right.
No, I don't either. Joe Walsh, who's a fellow that was a congressman, then he became a talk host in Chicago, and then became syndicated for a while, said recently, quote, "I come from the world of conservative talk radio, and it pains me to say it, but I can't think of anything doing more damage to our democracy these days than conservative talk radio." And here is that statement reminds me of what some of the fellows that unfortunately have passed who were doing talk radio said about the COVID vaccine. You can't take them, they're no good. And there's that sort of thing. So are we doing all of this stuff? We're kind of like the Republicans and Democrats eat their young. Are some of the people that are talk radio hosts sort of eating the young on the air, we're nipping at the heels of our own bodies with this sort of thing? Yes or no?
All kinds of devastation and destruction comes from free speech and from democracy. You got to learn to live with it. It's untidy, but it's better than the nice, tidy law and order that comes with fascism.
Speaking of law and order, did you see they're going to revive the original Law and Order with Sam Waterston? That's a top 10 item in the world of entertainment this week.
I had no idea that was happening. We need to break, but we come back and we'll tell you about my short-term memory loss.
Oh, you really? I want to hear about who you interviewed this week on the MH interview. That's coming right up here.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day.
Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
The shift from warm days to cooler and cozier ones just makes you want to switch up your look. Luckily, Ulta Beauty's gorgeous hair event is happening now, so you can discover your best hair this fall. Get up to 50% off hair care essentials from your favorite brands like Briogeo and Revlon, and restore your hair with incredible deals on shampoo and conditioner pairs from brands like Redken. So don't miss out. This event ends October 23rd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
On the Michael Harrison interview this week, we talk about law and order, right? Isn't that what the focus is?
Law and order? I never heard of that.
Okay, anyway. Joe,
so I went
Garner.
To the doctor to have a test for short-term attention span. He said, I'm fine. Then he tested me for long-term attention span. He said, I'm fine. And then he tested me for short-term attention span. And he said, I'm fine. Go on.
Yes, please. All right. Now, Michael Harrison interviewed this week Joe Garner. Who's he?
He's a broadcasting executive, a journalism history guy. He made the book, We Interrupt This Broadcast. Now he has a podcast about it. And we talk about those where were you moments as we all grew up, you know, the landing on the moon, the Kennedy assassination and all that, and the role of broadcasting and bringing it live into our heads.
You know what I'm shocked about?
MHinterview.com.
It's a great interview. Why it hasn't been, why this book has not been written yet? I think that was the genius on his part. Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff in there. So, Michael Harrison interviews Joe Garner, MHinterview.com. You can find it also at Talkers.com. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
53 after the hour now here on the DJV program. Time for Doug Steffen, that's me, to join forces with Victoria Keelan. That's her, who's our expert when it comes to going through the things that mean the most from technology this week. You got the top five list. Number five has to do with ringing doorbells. Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling, yep. So Ring is about to, Ring doorbells, the video doorbells, is bringing package alerts to their Ring video system, and it's about time, according to their customers. This is the most requested feature. It's already found on a lot of their competitors' doorbell offerings, so I'm not really sure what took Ring so long. But the now you can actually customize with the brand new version of the Ring Pro 2 and the Ring Video Doorbell from 2020, and so you can actually customize your event alerts. So if you have a package that's left on the front porch, you'll get a notification because, you know, we know porch pirates are still a very big problem. If you want to make sure that your car is in the driveway, or if the front door is shut or the garage door is open, you can have all of those set as part of this new package of custom alerts. And you need to you will need a subscription to the Ring Protect plan. It starts at $3 a month or $30 a year. So a lot of Ring customers are happy about the new updates.
Number four, no, 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 do not throw your old electronics in the trash.
Yeah, I don't know why this is still like news to people, but you're not supposed to throw any electronics in the trash because they, A, will end up in a landfill, which is horrible. Then there's no way to actually recover them from a landfill. And the most dangerous part of it, if you have rechargeable batteries or things that are rechargeable, like if you have a remote control that's a single-use battery, meaning you can't replace the battery when it dies, you have to throw it out, when that hits a trash compactor, that actually can explode and cause fires. And a lot of people have been hurt working in landfills doing that. So the world generated 53.6 million metric tons of electronic waste in 2019. Laptops, smartphones, electric toothbrushes, air conditioners, things like that. And only less than 25% were actually recycled. So some of the things that you can do, go to Earth 911. And you can type in your zip code, and it will tell you where to recycle your electronics. Best Buy, Staples, Office Depot, and Office Max, at their actual stores, you can also bring your old electronics, and they will properly recycle them, too.
All right. Number three, if your iPhone is lost, if you have a iPhone's got a dead battery, Victoria has the solution to finding it.
Yeah, this is cool. So with the upgraded iOS 15, which is the newest operating system update, the Find My app has been very useful as we all have lost an iPad or an iPhone. And so with the new iOS 15 update, you can actually find your phone even if the battery dies or if it's turned off. Now, this will work on all iPhones that are iPhone 11 or newer. So all of the 11s, the 12s, and the 13s. So the and you'll see, and I have an 11 Pro Max, and so the other day this was part of the automatic update, you'll see when you turn your phone off, it will actually say, Find My iPhone is findable after power off. You can also leave a message for someone who finds your phone, and you can leave them a number to call. So it's very cool and definitely helps in a major way, because in the past, once your phone dies, you probably won't ever find it again.
As an aside, I saw one of those new iPhone, was it 13?
Yeah.
With the camera with the lenses on it. For they're big. You've seen one of them, right?
Yeah, I might get a 13 because I'm at the 11. I usually skip over one model, so yeah. I might be due. But Mercury's in retrograde right now, people. Do not buy electronics.
It. No.
Yeah, don't do it right now.
I have a 6, and I think I'm way ahead of the game.
I thought you had an 8, but okay.
I probably do have an 8. All right, number 2, Congress doesn't like Facebook.
Oh, no. So Facebook has announced, you know, they were going to do an Instagram for kids under 13. And, of course, rightfully so, that drew all kinds of criticism from parents and from educators and from Congress. And so then on Monday of this week, they announced that they're going to put a pause on working on this program. Mm. And Congress still said, nope, this is not enough. You need to just abandon this project completely. So I think that's probably where they're going to leave it off.
Number 1 this week is a focus on the CIA and how they're trying to get Julian Assange.
This was probably the most bizarre story of the week in the tech world, but it certainly got a lot of traction. So there was a new report that came out that the Trump administration's CIA actively developed plans to kidnap or assassinate WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange while he was in seclusion in London at that Ecuadorian embassy. So the scenarios included abducting him from the embassy, intercepting a Russian effort to extract him, or an outright assassination attempt. And apparently the Justice Department stepped in and said, no, you can't just kill him and you can't abduct him. So it really didn't go anywhere. But the details that came out this week were certainly like something from a TV movie.
Yeah, a bad one. A Hallmark movie. Okay, that's it. Thanks. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.